With a new news cycle and recent confusing events at a nearby school, Laurier finally comes out of the direct spotlight. Let's hope we can keep it that way. Today on the program, we talk a little bit about that, mixtapes, and the Oscar nominations. Hello, Laurier. This is the Chordcast. Before we get into the program, I just want to run a quick disclaimer that the opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily reflect the intentions of the content or the opinions of any of the Chord staff or volunteers. Now, on to the program. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Chordcast, the Chord's weekly podcast. As always, we are here to delve into some of the material that is explored in our weekly issue. Some of the stories, and I just want to, before we begin the program, I just want to make a quick note that, same with the last couple episodes, we've had some water damage at the office, and so the space that we've been recording in, it's been changing, and it hasn't been perfect, and so there might be some weird noises that you hear, fun noises, let's call them, and I apologize for that, but we're going to move forward. Just ignore those if you could. So, obviously, we have a new issue coming out on Wednesday, every Wednesday. And I'm joined here by a panel of members of our editorial board to discuss some stories that are going to be coming out this week. So, guys, can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Shai. I'm the Arts and Life Editor.
I'm Safina. I'm the News Director.
I am Jake. I am a News Editor.
And, of course, Jake is referred to here as Jake the Snake, correct?
But in an endearing way.
In an endearing way, yeah.
Kind of.
I'm not a snake.
Only sometimes.
You know, come on.
All right, so, so obviously we've got the new issue coming out. What is going to be coming out in this issue, guys? What kind of stories are we running? Safina, what's going on in the issue?
Well, it's our election issue. So in news, you'll find lots of stories about the elections. We talk about the number of Brantford candidates and kind of the diversity of this year's candidates. And you'll also find the candidates' platforms for the Students' Union and for WLUSU, so you guys should check that out.
So those are the elections for WLUSU, the Student Union, as well as for WLUSU. And when are those running? Those are running next week, the actual elections?
Yes, so voting period starts next Tuesday. Something like that.
It's January 28th to February 1st, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's definitely going to be some content to do with that in this week's issue as well, probably in next week's issue. Shai, what's going on in Arts and Life this week?
Well, candidate related. Curtis and I work together to make mixtapes for the candidates.
Oh, fun.
So you can check that out. We have a whole sprint.
Can you give us a sample?
No.
No, okay. Okay, you're going to have to check out the issue for sure then, okay. And Jake the Snake, what's going on in news?
Oh, in news.
Is the bridge story running?
Bridge story is not running this issue.
Okay.
I do, however, have a story coming about Toronto was shortlisted as one of the potential new cities of Amazon's new headquarters. It could be a real economic boon to the area, so a lot of people are looking forward to see Amazon's final decision on that. I heard Erin wrote a really good story about the Women's March.
Yeah, she went to the Women's March on Saturday, so apparently that was a really great turnout.
Awesome. Now, you said that Amazon is still in the running for, Toronto is still in the running for the second Amazon headquarters, because I watched Saturday Night Live this weekend, and there was a sketch, and what it was Jeff Bezos in his office, and all these caricatures of the different cities that are in contention for that, from where else? They're somewhere in Texas, I think.
Oh, Austin, Texas, Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it was just caricatures of those types, and they didn't do Toronto. I thought that was very disappointing.
Yeah, especially because Toronto is the only Canadian city that's in a running
state. Yeah, exactly. I was really looking forward to it throughout the sketch, and I wound up completely disappointed. But anyways, let's keep moving on with the program today. What we kind of want to talk about, Laurier has not been on the hot seat as much in this past week as we were over the last couple of months because of something that happened at the University of Guelph. Savina, can you tell us about that?
So there was a professor, Edward Hedekin. He was substituting a first-year anthroclass at Guelph. And he apparently called out a student for having severe anxiety. He called him annoying, and the student had a student aide with him to help him cope with his anxiety, and the professor called him his handler and told the aide to control his student.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's just been a whole bunch of controversy surrounding that mm-hmm. at Guelph.
And we did do some coverage over it last week. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was something small in the last issue, and there's something bigger coming out online sometime this week. So.
Okay, all right. So, but I mean, the question there is how does something like that happen? How does something like that happen? Have you ever been in a situation even similar to that in any of your classrooms?
Never.
No, that just seems absurd to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I can't imagine the professor acting that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously he did, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are standards to follow, and I don't really know what we can say about this.
Yeah, I think it was mostly over the student chewing gum. The student was chewing gum, and the prof found that to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And chewing gum was like a coping mechanism for him.
Okay.
But it was interesting. I'm talking to a student tomorrow who was in that class who was actually kind of taking the devil's advocate with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, well, the student with anxiety was actually talking when not called on, and it was actually being disruptive. So it'll be interesting to hear his perspective as well. So it looks like there are kind of two sides to the story.
Right, but a little bit less of two sides than what's
yes.
been happening here. And I think that's the kind of university scandal that we need right now, is something that people can actually align behind there. Jake, did you have any thoughts? You are a thoughtful fellow.
Well, you know, I can see the devil's advocate point of view.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen a lot of professors get really riled up by disruptive students. So I wasn't there in that Guelph classroom, so I cannot speak at all to what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I could, you know, I could see the potential for the devil's advocate argument.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that also, too, is obviously we were receiving all of this information second or third hand or whatever. It wasn't even our... What publication was it that initially reported on this?
I believe it was CBC who... There was a student in the lecture who basically walked out, and she was recorded being like, oh, like, you're being disrespectful, and I'm not going to sit in a class where you're disrespecting someone who's paying the same tuition as me. So she walked out, and basically more than half the class followed.
Mm-hmm.
So she spoke to CBC originally.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was reading an article in The Atlantic about how there is a very dangerous kind of journalism that's been popularized lately, where instead of getting the real facts out of it, we are getting something that backs up a point, a pre-established point, right? So just listen to the Cord coverage that will hopefully be happening in the next couple of days. Pay attention online. It's going to be great. So we're going to keep moving on with the program here. Obviously, the Oscar nominations came out this morning. Now, Safina, I know you are not super tuned into the Oscars. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What about you, Shai?
I don't often pay attention, but I do have an article. I don't have an article. Somebody wrote an article for me for my section, and it pertains to one of the movies that are nominated.
Is that for this week?
Yes.
What article is that?
Three Billboards. It's about Three Billboards.
Okay. And can you tell us anything about that article?
She really liked it.
Good.
She was a fan.
Good. Good movie. Did you see that one, Jake?
I have not.
Okay. Well, so what we're going to talk about right now, what I kind of want to ask you guys, just for a quick superficial question here. Obviously, the Oscar nominations came out today. And what wasn't nominated? What should have been?
Well, I know Blade Runner was nominated for several categories, but in my humble opinion, it wasn't nominated for enough categories.
Okay.
It should have been nominated for Best Picture. You know, Best Actor.
Best Actor,
Best
really?
Supporting
for,
Actor.
For who?
Ryan Gosling.
For Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling should never be nominated for an Oscar. Again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's fine.
What
he's
was he nominated?
Fine. Wasn't he nominated for La La Land last year?
Ooh,
wasn't that the whole scandal? They weren't actually...
Well, that was for Best Picture.
It was definitely nominated for Best Picture.
Maybe they intentionally didn't give Blade Runner 2049 the nom for Best Picture because they didn't want a similar scandal to happen.
Conspiracy.
Something about Ryan Gosling, they gotta keep him away, you know?
Right. Safina, what should have been, what was the Best Picture of 2016, 2017?
I don't even know.
Okay, how about 2016, 2015, 2014?
What's
your favorite movie, Safina?
Have you ever seen a movie, Safina?
I have indeed seen movies. I tend to forget what movies I watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Well, the good news about the Oscars is that they usually get it wrong. They usually get it wrong in the end. Last year, I think Moonlight deserved to win the Oscar for Best Picture, but that's because it was more of a topical movie. It was a more important movie at the time. I would say La La Land is the better movie. And, I mean, what we're looking at, we're looking through history there when the King's Speech beat The Social Network. What the hell is that about? The Social Network is one of the greatest movies of all time. And The King's Speech is fine. It's a fine movie, but it's forgettable, right? Have you guys seen The King's Speech?
Never.
No, I'm sorry.
I've seen The Social Network, though.
And it's
multiple times.
Is it the best movie ever made?
You got that Timberlake cameo?
That's right. Well, it's more than a cameo.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's a supporting role. Let's get it right.
Okay.
And on that note there, I'm going to say that the one movie that was especially missing from most of the nominations was the newest Sorkin movie. It was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, but it was not nominated for Best Picture, and that was Molly's Game. Molly's Game is great. Great flick. Go see it. Stylish. Great dialogue. You look like you want to say something, Safina. What's up?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
I have not seen any of these movies.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming to talk about them anyway.
You're very welcome. Right. I'm enjoying listening.
So, but just for a just for another fun little spin on one of the articles that we are writing, and if this doesn't work out, then we can cut it completely.
Cool.
We want to talk about the mixtape that that Cheyenne's and Curtis are putting together for our presidential candidates, and I would like to extend that to national politics. I would like to know what would you put on the Justin Trudeau mixtape, for example?
That's a hard question. Oh, Canada? Okay. Something like really generic and white.
There'd be some Tragically Hip on there.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think his mixtape would be compiled by a team of aides who
were really hip with the kids.
Yeah.
There'd be some emojis on there.
Yeah, and then they'd send him a memo and say, Trudeau, you gotta listen to this music. Pretend you love it.
Yeah, and post it on your Insta.
Yeah.
Sabina?
Sounds like I have no clue. It's a hard clue. There's too many options.
Okay.
There's too many options.
Well, we can take a second to think about it if you'd like.
Who are the candidates? There's Jagmeet Singh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
NDP.
Okay.
What would he listen to?
Jagmeet Singh mixtape? Probably something to do with love and courage or something.
I think it depends on the situation here. Well,
yes,
like,
it's
what,
true.
What situation are we talking about? Like,
no, this is the Jagmeet Singh mixtape now we're talking
but
about.
But I mean, like, Shy asked the candidates, like,
specific
what they would
questions.
Listen to,
okay.
Like, as a pump-up song or before.
When they win.
Yeah, when they
what
win.
What do you listen to when you're getting ready for a debate?
What's
your corny love song?
Yeah, theme song.
Yeah. Did we do that one? I don't even know.
Theme song is good, though.
Yeah.
Theme
yeah.
song is good. The Andrew Scheer theme song? Anyone? It would definitely be, like, a 70s tune.
Oh, yeah.
It would not be new. It would be from before Andrew Scheer was born, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to look up if there was a song called Love and Courage.
Probably.
It sounds like a song, right?
What would be your theme song, Jake?
It would be an original composition by John Williams.
Can you hum that out? How does that sound?
It would go kind of like... And you can just picture the rest.
All right, so
that was beautiful.
So for Jagmeet Singh's theme song, just from a Google there, we have "Love and Courage," which is from the Braveheart soundtrack.
Okay.
Gotta love Braveheart.
That sounds right.
Very appropriate.
We have the band Courage, My Love.
Yeah,
that sounds cute.
Yeah.
Just the whole Braveheart soundtrack can go to Jagmeet Singh.
Or that, yeah. That
I want my funeral soundtrack.
All right, well, enough of this. We're going to move into the last section of the podcast, which is something good. We always end the podcast with something good because we want to end on a high note. And so what I need from the three members of my panel here today is to tell me about something good from your life in the past week, something that you'd like to remember. So let's kick it off with Cheyenne.
Not sure if it's like remembering worthy, but it's kind of cool. I took my dog out for a walk today and they just cleared all the bushes out by the little water feature in our park. And I found one of his old balls, his old tennis ball.
Aww.
So he got that back.
Nice.
That's such a nice memory.
I guess.
That's something good right there.
It's cool. Yeah. Right. Dollar in my pocket.
And Savina.
Honestly, I've been very busy the past week, so I'd say like just very busy with elections, doing a lot of interviews, going to a lot of events for elections. So it's been busy, but it's been a lot of fun. So that's
productive and satisfying.
Something good that's been going on, yeah.
Nice. And Jake the Snake.
My birthday was yesterday, and I went to the My Kitty Cafe in Guelph.
Okay.
And I pet some cats.
What is the My Kitty Cafe?
It's they take in cats from shelters.
Okay.
And they just let them roam free, and you come in and, you know, order a coffee, and you pet the cats, and you can adopt them straight from the cafe. We didn't adopt any cats, but it was still fun to play.
How did your cat feel when you got home?
I could tell she was jealous. She could smell the fur on me.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that brings us to the end of the program. So I'd like to thank the three of you for coming on. It's been great. And obviously make sure to check out the issue when it hits stands on Wednesday. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot me an email at features@thecore.ca, and have an incredible